Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Powerfully You with your hosts, Dave and Linda McDowell.
Good evening. This is Dave and Linda McDowell with the Powerfully You podcast and Facebook Live. The Facebook Live is not quite there yet, but we'll go ahead and start here. Let's start with just the textbook definition of dreams and visions. But before we start that, well, I'll go ahead and start. Dreams, this is right out of Webster, just your textbook definition. Dream, a series of thoughts, images, or emotions occurring during sleep. Now, here's the textbook definition of visions, the act or power of seeing. So, for me, and my small amount of experience, visions and dreams are not the same thing.
No, not for me either.
So, I'm going to try to explain the difference myself, and then Linda can give it her shot, and I actually think she may have a little something to show us when she's ready.
Well, I may not have anything to show, but we're on now. I'm sorry that we are.
If you want me on, yeah, push it.
Okay. Well, we have technical difficulties as usual, but we are getting it together.
Okay.
Here we go. Did you talk about yours first?
Well, I'll start. So for me, well, I almost have to back up a little. Well, no, I can do this. For me, dreams are something that occur to me in my sleep. But so do sometimes visions occur outside in waking hours and sometimes during sleep as well. But if I have a dream, It is a dream. Also, one of the ways I know that it's spiritually connected is I don't forget it. My regular dreams, I forget, just like everybody does. You know how difficult it is to remember a dream if you don't write it down real quick. It just goes away. I don't know why that is, how our brain works, but it does. So I can have a dream in my sleep. This is my definition. I can't have a dream in waking hours. I can have a vision during waking hours, and I can have a vision in my dreams. For me, a vision is not, it's almost like just a message without any pictures. And I get it, but there is a picture, but it's not like a dream pictures. It's not a series of slides or, you know, where you're going through, you know, an event. It's just a picture. Boom. It's there. And I've had that. And I call that a vision. And then I've also had visions during the day. But understand, I'm not sitting here, you know, seeing something, you know, and tuned out to the world. This happens while I'm doing things sometimes. And I go, oh, now I see it. And I believe that's the Holy Spirit giving me a little help to understand something or to know something's important. That's sometimes how he does it for me. Linda, you want to add to that?
Well, and I agree with you that dreams are something that I do in my sleep with my unconscious mind. It is sometimes, to me, a message sent to you, but it's in your unconscious sleeping state. A vision that now that I've kind of looked it up and realized some things, a vision can happen in an awake state or state of awakeness, but it also can happen between your waking up, you know, from a sleep or to the point that you're totally awake, and a vision is pictured and stuff. So it brings me to the symbolic meaning and learning the symbolic meaning of a vision or a dream, and both can bring you messages. That's kind of
I'm going to try something, see if this works. Think about it this way for me. A dream is a series, vision seems to be a series or one picture in my mind. I kind of see it. Whereas a dream is like a live action. I mean, boom, 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 it's happening right there. And God is using it as an illustration for me. Now, again, I have regular dreams, goofy, crazy dreams, you know, that have no spiritual significance that I can tell. And I forget them just like everybody else. But the dreams and visions I get from the Lord, I don't forget those. And if I don't get it the first time, he'll come back and do it again.
Yeah.
And he'll keep showing me until he gets my attention. And sometimes it takes a couple times for me to go, oh, Lord, it's you. You know, and not just me daydreaming or something.
Well, and I feel like with dreams, if you have repeated dreams of like maybe the same event or it's a repeated thing,
yep.
I think those are messages. And I don't do it all the time now, but if I have a dream that was very profound and when I woke up, I remembered it, I do write that dream down so that I can
sure.
go back to reference it. But if I have repeated dreams of the same thing, like a dream that I often have is that I'm in a room and that I'm either being taught or it's like a gathering where people are teaching things. And so I feel like with dreams and with visions, you have to dig a little further to find the symbolic meaning of those.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yep, absolutely. I am a little different in that I first of all, I'm not as sensitive to these kind of things as Linda is. This is more her area, but I do get them, and I recognize them. And for me, it's hard to explain that they're just a different quality than my regular dreams.
And you're speaking of visions.
I'm talking about visions. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
correct. But same thing for spiritual dreams. If they're from the Lord or the Holy Spirit, kind of, you know, just kind of get my attention, I don't forget them. They stick with me different than my, quote, regular dreams. Now let's get to the whole point of the podcast here, and that is, can you have dreams and visions? And here's, I'm going to share a little bit of my history because this may help because I think other people do the same thing. I thought, no, not me. I'm just a regular guy. That's for those super spiritual people. That's for people with special standing with God or something. You know, that's for the prophets. You know, I'm not a prophet. You know, what am I doing getting dreams and visions? Until I moved to Selma, Alabama, and joined Christ the King, which is a charismatic Episcopal church, which, by the way, I love that denomination. I like that combination. And I, you know, where my spiritual mentor of well over 40 years now is the bishop. He's the archbishop now.
Uh-huh.
And I saw him encouraging lay people to practice and ask God for vision, dreams and vision. And then I saw people, you know, standing right next to me, you know, my friends, saying, hey, I experienced this, or I see this, or sometimes it was words. And I'm going, well, And then I tried it. You know, one day I had a word. I mean, I felt like I did, and we had freedom to express that. And so I expressed it. Several people came to me and go, boy, that was a great word. I really needed to hear that. And I go, okay, you know, I tried. I guess it works.
Well, and I think the question is not just for you, but for anyone. Can lay people, people that you feel aren't like us, everyday people,
right.
have visions
in the pew
and dreams?
Or
yeah,
whatever.
We always say we give the view from the pew.
Right.
That is where we're from. And I feel personally, yes, you can. And I think in the Bible it says, we got to look that up. But it's something
about. Are you talking
about
the old man?
Will dream dreams.
Right, that's in Joel, I think.
Yeah. And there will be visions. We'll look it up. So we're not just, we got to use that. But anyway, yes, I believe that you can. And if you have something different, we have no problem with people having a difference of opinion. So if you have a comment or something, please feel free to leave a comment or whatever. But I do feel like sometimes I know I have had visions that I didn't realize that they were, that was what they were, is an actual vision. Because I wasn't, I wasn't asleep, but I saw some things. And, you know, it doesn't have to be big. Like, you have this whole photo play before your face. I mean, you know, something happens and stuff. Sometimes it's just snapshots that come in your mind's eye that you see. And those are visions if you are totally awake. I know I've had a vision before where a scroll just kind of fell down before me. I've had this actually was a dream where I saw these beautiful, I feel like I was in a room. It happened, and like I said, this was a dream, where these beautiful pots that had been cracked were filled and restructured, and they were filled with gold. And I found out that is something that the Japanese do. They fill cracked pots with gold and make these beautiful pottery.
And I wish you had, but I thought I found an example.
And I didn't know that was such a thing when I had that. But for me, it symbolized that, you know, I'm this broken vessel, and I've been through a lot of things, you know. And I feel like that dream was saying, though you are broken, though you've had broken places, I can feel those places and make you something beautiful. So I do feel like the average person doesn't have to be an apostle and bishop and all of those grand things. I'm not going to depart from that. But the average Joe, the average person can still have these things. And you really, when you have them, you have repeated things, or you have a dream that sticks with you, just symbolically, and a lot of times the meaning comes to you when you really just kind of think about that. So, yes, I do believe that the average person can still have dreams and visions. And then I believe that there is a symbolic meaning, and sometimes that's very important. Sometimes dreams and visions can be warnings. Sometimes they can be encouragement for you. Sometimes they can help lead and guide you in some answers to some things. So you just have to seek those meanings for yourself.
And now this is Linda and me. I'm speaking for me. Linda speaks for herself.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm going to say this too, in that I'm a Christian. I expect my dreams and visions like this, when I'm talking about this, I'm, you know, that they could be from the Lord. And you know, I examine them a little bit. Are they scripturally in line? Is there anything here that doesn't fit with the Word of God and what I feel is His will? Then I do a double check, and I wait and see, does He bring it again? Do I see it again? Then I think, well, maybe this is the real deal, you know. It takes some practice, but you can do it. But you can also get dreams and visions from other sources, okay? So, you know, look at them carefully and pray. That's what I do, is, Lord, is this from you? And most of the time I know immediately. But if there's any doubt, I wait, you know, to make sure. And I'm going to add to Linda's example, because the picture she saw was not just one cracked vase with gold in it. She saw a room full of them. So that message was to her individually, but she could share it to me, and I can live that message. I can accept that and go, yeah, I'm one of those crackpots. You know, I'm going to be there. I'm a crackpot in more than one way. You know, and so I you'll hear people in church say, I claim that. I agree. I claim that.
Yeah.
You use whatever term you want. I'll accept that. I'll own that one, you know. And so we share our thoughts with each other. And that's another way to double check.
Yeah.
Is someone you trust, a friend or a loved one who, no, I don't think so, you know, who'll be willing to say that. And Linda does, and so do I. And I've shared some things with her. A fun, actually, I have, now here, this does happen to me. Now, it hasn't much lately, but for a while it was happening all the time. I wake up with a tune in my head. Okay, what the heck is that? And in a minute, the Lord will come in and go, I gave you that tune because it means this to you.
Right.
And they can be really cool. Some of them are just so cool. They're fun. Go ahead, Linda.
Well, for me, I just, you know, I'm sorry, we're fooling with things as we're learning to do this. But, you know, to me, when maybe it's not a positive thing that's occurring, those are usually nightmares. And so when I have nightmares, then that is when I check the source of that
yeah.
or whatever. Because am I frightened? Am I anxious? Is my heart racing after such things? Then sometimes that may be another source for me. Then there's things like sleep paralysis and stuff like that. That may not be always the most positive experience,
yeah.
but those things, so, you know, sleep paralysis is when you sleep and
I've never heard
something
of
so frightened happening that you literally can't move, freeze. And that is not a positive thing. Okay, so that is so usually.
Have you had that, Trish?
Yeah.
I don't say I've never had that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Yeah. I've had sleeper, not mostly in my younger years. I had such frightening things that I was so frightened I felt like I couldn't move, or I was just so frightened. And I think those are the more negative experiences that you can have in your dream.
Now, I've had dreams where I jumped out of the bed because
yeah.
I thought they were full of snakes when I was a kid, but
yeah.
not paralysis.
Yeah.
You fly to run, I run.
I just get the sleep paralysis is something that is temporary. When you wake up fully,
so
you are able to move. Yeah, it is kind of dismantled when you wake up.
Well, yours truly has got to continue to improve because I have not given the call-out number, Linda. Darn it.
Okay.
So I'll give it now. If you would like to call in and talk to us, and you'll hear us on both the podcast and the Facebook Live, the number is 646-787-1589. Let me give that again. 646-787-1589, and you'll actually be calling into the audio of our Blog Talk Power Through You podcast. We're getting better at it.
Yeah, and for the other, you can leave a comment or write a comment. We'll, you know, say
yeah.
what you want on Facebook. But getting back to what we were saying about dreams and visions, we just, you know, for us, we wanted to explain the difference between a dream and a vision, our thoughts on that, and plus we have looked up and done a little bit of research. And then can the average person, which we are both saying, yes, the average person.
We're average.
And then what do you do with those when you have them?
Right. Yep.
You know, and that is sort of like on you. If you are having, like we said, repeated ones, then you might want to take a note at what's happening, what is the scenery, what is going on, and write that down. And then there's so many resources to look up about, you know, your dreams or whatever. And then Dave was saying that, which I agree, that sometimes you have to look to see if that lines up
right.
with the word. And usually the more negative experiences in your dream, I really feel like you might want to, you know, what was the meaning in that dream? Sometimes those dreams are warnings. What was going on in that dream? Were you frightened? That kind of thing. And then you just kind of document and look that up if you want. With visions, I think visions sometimes can lead you to a direction. And sometimes they have a more symbolic meaning for you. So you may have to dig a little deeper and do a little bit more research with vision.
I would agree with that. Now, here's the disclaimer. We're average people, folks, okay? You know, feel free to go talk to your pastor or somebody like that, you know, and run a path. Get somebody that you trust. Just, you know, now, when I have a dream or vision, I have my own interpretation, but I'll still go talk to somebody, usually Linda. when Linda has a dream or vision, she tells me, and so far, and this has been true in Selma here, anytime somebody comes to me with a dream or vision, I usually have in my spirit what it means. And I'll say, this is what I feel in my spirit that that means. And I'll share it with them. And so far, every one of them has gone, oh, yeah, that works for me. I can understand why God is trying to tell me this. You know, they have specific applications. But practice is okay, folks.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to share a word with someone you trust and tell them, hey, you know, I haven't done this before, but I feel like God has shared something with me that I should share with you. Share it.
Yeah.
They'll tell you. You know, if it's, you know, I've had people go, nah, doesn't seem to fit me, Dave. And I'll go, okay, let me back off and I'll wait on God some more.
Yeah. It's okay to pray about this. Yeah. You know, yeah. Like, sometimes you're not supposed to share,
right.
You know, what is the message for you. So
right.
sometimes you are supposed to share. And then there is vision, you know, because we're talking about dreams and vision.
Yeah,
but the other part of a vision is your vision for your life. You know how we say we have a vision for our life and this is whatever. But I believe that visions, those pictures and symbolic meanings you get, can provide you the keys to the vision for your life.
Okay, you want to have a little fun with this one?
Yes.
Personal opinion, I think God has a great sense of humor. And the more I walk with him, the more intimate our relationship is, and the more he treats me like an adult child. I'm not saying fully grounded in Christianity, but I'm further than I was. You know?
Yeah.
And so he feels, and I think I do, the freedom for he and I to kind of have a laugh occasionally. And there I have to have one vision that's just hilarious. I'm not going to share the details because I'm afraid people will think I've been sacrilegious, and I'm not. This is, and it's somewhat private between he and I. But here's another one, and I don't know what you would call this, Linda. I still kind of put it in the category of vision, but I see him trying to get a message to me in all kinds of ways. Usually that's a number for me. He's done it with the number 4 and the number 444, mostly 444, where I'll wake up at 4:44 in the morning more than once. I'll see it during the day all kinds of places. And that's usually the Lord trying to tell me something. I'll go look up the number. By the way, it's New Beginnings. And then recently, and I've shared this with Linda, is the number 333. I know what 3 by itself means. It's usually a message from an angel.
Yeah.
Okay. But the number 333 is the Trinity. And I'm like, I'm excited. Because what the Lord, I feel like, and I shared this with Linda, what the Lord is saying to me is the veil is thin. I am so available to you. We are so available to you, Dave, you as an individual. Then I shared it with Linda, and she goes, well, no, that's for everybody. I said, you're right. That's a good message for everybody. And I think it's true. I think we're seeing it in the movement of our culture and our society, but it's not very publicized. But I do believe there's a movement of God's Spirit, and I'm talking about in the U.S., I don't know about other countries, where people, not just Christianity, but people are seeking a relationship with God that's real. And they're not always finding it in our churches. In some ways, I feel like our churches are failing, but in other ways, I think people are just walking away from the church. So, but I'm sorry, I got off on
that. That's another subject.
Stop me.
I do feel like in some ways, because of all the things that have, the church is getting a bad rap, and some of that they deserve,
yep.
You know, and some of that
is
undeserved. That's kind of how I feel about that. And we as people of God, we have to watch and be accountable for our behavior, for what we say, and I'm learning that more and more, what we say and do, what we, how we act, because people judge you.
Right or wrong.
And I do it. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I look at some Christians right now, and I'm like, oh, my God.
You're actually kind of tough, sorry. But you,
yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. I am an ambassador for Christ. That's right out of the Bible, and that's how I want to try to live my life. Am I a perfect ambassador? Nope.
and neither am I, so that's why I get the judgment of that. But we do have to hold each other accountable. And if you're saying one thing and living another way, we have to hold each other accountable for that because people are looking. But getting back to dreams and vision, because we've almost gone on to another rant there.
Yeah, sorry. We can get off count.
We can get off count. But basically, I just feel like when you have numbered dreams or you see things like 333, 444, 555, personally, I feel like those are angel messages. Other people may not agree with that. I don't have a problem with that. Or I just feel like it is at least worth noting and looking up the meaning of those numbers and finding out how significant that is to your life, especially when it happens repeatedly. Like if it just happens and you just have to look at something.
Not every time you see the same number,
right.
is a message. I wait until I've seen it. Usually it takes 2 or 3 weeks, and I go, okay. I'm seeing this way too much. There's something here. I'm going to go see what the dictionary or whatever. I mean, I don't worry about necessarily that it's in the Bible, frankly. I just do, spiritual meaning of 333. I get some really good answers, frankly.
And you can look it up for the biblical.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, sometimes it's just as simple as Google. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I just Google certain meanings for a certain thing.
Sure.
But sometimes I just feel like when you see repeated patterns of something, even when a word from the Bible keeps coming to you, like you just keep running into this passage.
Keeps seeing Gideon or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Pay attention to that. Those are very important messages maybe coming to you.
God teaches us. God teaches us. And I'm going to say this because I think this is true. Christians, quote, Christians, spiritual people, I'm saying this to spiritual people, you don't have to be in the Christian denomination to hear God. Let's just stop it there.
Pretty much. And I feel like sometimes we can open, we can kind of be open about stuff. And this is really open because it opens up people that may not agree with what we're saying.
Right.
We are open to if you don't agree with
some
us.
Some of you may think we're dangerous because you're saying that anybody can. But I believe that.
I do believe that. I do believe that certainly there are prophets and teachers and all of
that's
those things.
Whole...
I am never denying that. But I also believe that God... God is no respecter of person. He really doesn't care about their title. People get hung up on their title, but God is no respecter of person, and he loves us all. So he's not hung up on our title, and so we are all his children, and he can give us a message between me and him.
He don't care if you're the senior pastor, bishop, or a person in the pew.
Yeah.
That's not... We all have our place in the kingdom, and they're all important.
Yes.
Another topic.
That is another topic that we are. And, I just to bring that up, some of the most profound people to me that have had the most impact on my life, and nothing, I've had some awesome pastors. Please don't.
Me too.
Some great teachers. But the one is the little old lady. Walking it out. That'll give you a word in a second. Those women, and I've had a few of them in my life that have been powerful grandmothers, I guess I could call you, and working in the nursing homes, I have met these powerful soldiers of God that have had the most profound effect on my life. I'm going to be honest.
Amen. I have a brother in Christ who passed away recently. And I thought, this man was a giant. Did he have a title? No. Did he help and encourage and support lots of people? Was he a coach and a mentor? Yep, never had a title.
And I'm thinking of a very sweet lady that has recently passed that was dear and near to not only my heart, but so many people's hearts. And I so admired her and the gifts that she had. Now, she could interpret tongues. She was such a prayer warrior.
Oh, yeah.
And I, if those who ever watch our show, you know I'm talking about Sister Mary, who I just admired and felt was such a dear.
And I've got to eat her food.
Yeah. And she was an awesome cook. But that's the person I'm talking about that, I mean, just was so powerful. But, I mean, I think
they're unsung heroes.
But, yes, that is it.
That's the way I've actually written about this one time. And I will share this. And then I think maybe we can kind of close down.
Yeah.
And that is there are people in all over the place at work, at church, at the convenience store. They're just quietly doing what they've been called to do. Those are giants. My definition of success in the Christian life is obedience. God's got the results. We'll let him worry about numbers and effects and all that. My job is to follow his command and his, yep, that's it. And if that means I become a janitor when I retire, and that's my transition, then I'll be a janitor. And that's okay. And I'll do the best I can at that. I think that's going to happen, but hey, I do want to talk about our business plan one day. Just as an example for others and how much fun it can be when you make God your CEO.
Yeah, definitely. And getting back to dreams and visions, I think we talked about, I like to review the show.
I know, you're better at it now. Go, please.
To review the show, we talked about dreams. Dreams are those things that you're having while you're asleep. Visions are usually you're not asleep, you're awake, but you see symbols, pictures, and that kind of thing. And they usually have some kind of symbolic meaning.
And it can be in your head, or it can be a visual that prompts you that you just keep seeing something that's pertinent, the same thing over and over.
And if you see repeated things, look into that more, delve into that more. And yes, I believe that the average Joe, I don't have any of these things.
Or Jane,
can have dreams. Of course, we all have dreams, but visions.
Right.
I believe that we can have visions. I personally don't have them all the time, but when I do, they're significant. They either have a meaning for me or other people. And I feel like if you've had a vision that the Lord is telling you to share, do that.
I would add one comment that I just thought about. If you're not, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll use the example of speaking in tongues. I don't have that gift. I've never experienced it. I have the gift. Because I think we all have. But I've never experienced it. I've talked about it. I've had pastors put hands on me and pray for me. I don't worry about it anymore. If God wants me to experience that gift, he will. And so I'm relaxed about it. I envy some that have it. I have a little different version, but it's not speaking in tongues. So, don't get obsessed about it or feel like you haven't arrived or you're not as good a Christian or spiritual as the next person. We're all on our own path. Work out your own salvation.
And we all have our own gifts. Okay, but he interprets dreams significantly.
Where the heck that came from, I don't know.
God gives us each gift, and we have our own gift. We have our own journey. Your journey may not look like mine. My gifts are not the same as yours. But we all have something that the Lord has layered to me. I feel like we have layer upon layer of gifts that we have to pull those layers apart. And he has gifted us with a lot of things. We just have to search.
We're getting sidetracked for that. You know me, I got to say. Yeah. And God doesn't give a BB gun to a 6-year-old.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes you're not ready for the gift.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. You're on his schedule.
Yeah.
You're right on schedule. It may not feel like it, but you are, because God knows the schedule. That's my belief.
The gift and you will evolve and be resolved and be revealed in its due time and its due season.
And we're experiencing that. We get more than we've ever gotten because I think we're more ready to receive it.
I think so, too. Things are happening now for each of us at this age.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is our season in life for some of the gifts that God has placed in us to be revealed at this time,
because
I was not ready for some of the gifts I had now, even 5 years ago, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. We're experiencing quantum growth.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm 64. And Linda just went down,
I know
you got it. I'm just kidding. She'll tell you. Yeah, actually, she doesn't know how old she is because that's not right. No, she is 61. I'm sorry. We're not quite there. Yep, that's coming up.
Yeah.
I knew she didn't care about age. So hang in there, guys. Have faith.
Have faith.
You know, and trust. God is in control of your growth. He really is.
So
I
in
know
control
that.
Of your growth.
And you can work hard at it, or you can just work with it. And I tell you, working with it is a lot easier.
It is. And it's the same thing with dreams and visions.
Yep.
Sometimes the dream or the vision, the meaning of it may not be It may not be revealed at the time that you have it. Because I've had some visions that at a later time, it became crystal clear.
And God reminds you.
Right. And God will bring it to your remembrance
when
it is right for it to open, for that egg to crack.
Yep.
So just be patient, because sometimes the meaning will be revealed at a much, much later time.
God, here's my opinion. God never forgets a request.
Mm-hmm.
It just may not be time.
Right. That brings me, and I guess.
Oh, here we go.
What about your dream?
We need to wrap this up.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
About your dream.
I didn't mean
that. Dreams that you have. Like, I dream to do this in my lifetime, or I dream to do that. Don't be disappointed or feel like those dreams will never happen. I am now reaping dreams that I had 20 years ago. So God will bring your dreams and your desires to pass in their due season.
Here's something for you to look forward to in that area, and I can speak from this. Every once in a while, God reaches over and just taps me on the shoulder and says, hey, remember that thing you asked for 25 years ago? You realize I just solved it for you. I just gave it to you. Oh, Lord, thank you. It will make me cry because I think, God, wow. You know, you just were waiting for the right time.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We really are the apple of his eye.
Amen. God, this may be our closing statement. You know, my spiritual mentor had that closing statement of every service on Sunday anyway. This may be God doesn't just love you. He's in love with you. I mean, he's literally in love with you. He can't wait for you to share your life with him and his life with you. He considers you his son or daughter. Jesus considers you his bride. You think he's not wanting to do stuff for you and reward you and bless you? Doesn't mean you won't have trials and tribulations, but that's part of the beauty, too. That is to develop that relationship so it's even more intimate. I don't dread trials and tribulations anymore. Ask me tomorrow when one hits me, but I don't think I do. I don't feel like it. I'm not sitting here with that anxiety. Okay, so closing statement. Well, let's do our prayer.
Yeah.
And I'll pray. Okay. Lord, we thank you for this program. We thank you for an opportunity to share our hearts. And we hope your heart with Christians, non-Christians, our friends, other religions. This podcast, we hope, is for everybody.
Absolutely.
And we hope to make it practical and real. So, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to do that. We pray that you are in control and that you fill us with the message that you want to share with your other children. And we just pray for your blessings on us, on the show, that it will reach people and make a difference. That's all we care about really is, and that you're pleased, Lord, and we believe you are. So we ask these things in your name, and we thank you ahead of time.
Amen. And we just want to say, remember, we are not authority.
No.
We are the view from the pew.
Yeah, I like that. View from the pew. Okay, you close that one down, Linda. I'll close that
one. Okay, good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming in.